Welcome to Awakening Matters. I am your host, Cynthia Sloan. I first want to start with blessings upon blessings to all the beings, human, animal, and Mother Nature suffering right now through, all over the world. And so I send deep blessings and light in the hope that someone that is seeking that light can receive it. So Awakening Matters is about very much, I don't prepare for what I share. It's in the moment. And right before this opportunity that I so love begins, I receive a message from my consciousness. And the message today is how to make a difference when you don't think you can. And that is for people that are in survival, for people that have lost everything, for people that have lost their loved ones, for those that are struggling and just feel as though they have zero effect, not only on the outcome, but the cause. They feel overpowered. They feel lack. And you can imagine so much from there. It's individualized, of course, each person and their trauma, but it's also a collective consciousness that triggers the body of trauma within all of humanity. How is that the case? Because I'm not going to go into numbers because, of course, I don't need to, but most people watch on TV or listening or talking amongst themselves about how horrible it is. And so at first level, if you will, there is not only the ability to relate to what's happening only in conversation, but the desire to feel a connection. And then whether it's one individual thinking this or whether it's a family, then many people deal with it differently. And so some people can sit down and say, let's pray. Some people can literally make some calls and try and make a difference that way, and try to reach out that way. And so what I'm trying to say is, in a way, we are all connected in a very big way. I think we are more connected than not. And I don't mean that we are connected in a way that is validated. Often it is invalidated. But what's beautiful about the consciousness and the energy and the frequency that resides within us is that that electrical pulse, that vibrational frequency that we are made of, does not separate and divide itself from person to person, thing to thing, etc. And so it is a continuum of energy and frequency that does not necessarily disconnect because somebody does. It continues to remain connected. And I can appreciate that. And I am in gratitude for that. And what does that mean? It means that when somebody, let's say a person, says, oh, I don't care, or I'm disconnecting, or is overwhelmed by their own trauma, and so they can't focus on, I mean, it can be as many scenarios as there are trillions of people. What ends up happening is the mental body and the emotional body no longer goes to that focus. But the frequency and the energy body, the thing that makes our heart pump, our blood move, and our body's ability to repair itself, etc., that is all a consciousness, a living, breathing consciousness that dwells within us and beyond us. It keeps going. So we talk about auras. We talk about chakra centers, which are energy centers. We talk about meditation, focused intention, healing, organization, all kinds of things. And what we're basically talking about and touching on is how to make a difference, not only to ourselves, but with each other. And so when I talk about and look at the trauma that's happening all over the world, and the crescendo, if you will, happening all over the world, that there are many people that I am hearing from that feel like they're outside and watching it, but that they are outside of it and they have no power over it to affect it, to create cause and effect, or to even communicate about it. And so they fall into a deep, dense depression. And that depression is often in alignment with a false belief, but a belief nonetheless, that they are alone and because they can't do anything. And I know that there are, and I'm eternally and endlessly grateful for the people out there on the front lines helping, traveling, getting there, and trying to make a difference. And so if you can't do that in your life, there seems to be a consciousness happening all over the world that if we can't physically touch, change, and affect on a physical level what others are doing, then we have no say-so. That is, couldn't be further from the truth. And so I'm going to share with you how you can literally, and make it your own, if it resonates, and if it doesn't, throw it out and go on to the next thing. But if you were to take the title of your name and who you know yourself to be and who you have interacted with up until this time, if you were to take that name off and put it down, what are you then? Are you nothing? No, you are raw, pure energy. You are skin, bone, you are everything you can relate to, but everything that can relate to itself in those different forms is held together and communicated as one through the energy medicine of form. And so, yes, I am saying to you that all the different formats in your physical body have a consciousness, whether it's bone, blood, tissue, muscle, brain, etc., they have a consciousness. Think about it. Trillions of cells that are in different departments, if you will, are communicating with each other and never stop communicating, even when you leave your body. Because we're talking about your energy body. We're talking about your light body, your frequency. We're talking about who you really are, when you remove the title of who you have been for everyone else in your whole life, and your relationship to yourself becomes much clearer in the event that when you remove your title, your name, your history, you are given the opportunity, and not given by anyone other than you taking it, the opportunity to communicate with your authentic energy self, your universal consciousness. Why am I talking about this? Because that's where you have rejoined the grandest and greatest version of you when you remove your name and everything you've been and return to just raw, pure energy and source as one, expressing, receiving, giving, interacting. When you do that, you have access all over the world, all over the earth plane and beyond it. What am I talking about? I'm talking about your ability to first get out of your own way by removing your title, your name, and who you've been to everybody, and realigning so your words can be something to the effect of, and again, make them your own if it resonates. Your words can be to the effect of, I am aligning with my energy body, the same energy body that exists all over the consciousness, in light and love and clarity. And I want to send a message here. Or instead of wanting, you can say, I am sending a message there. I'm sending love over there. I'm sending illuminated light over there try it and make it your own. But I'm telling you that whether you are where the trauma is occurring or whether you are very much detached from it or far away from it, even if, and I hope this is not the case, but it certainly could be that your loved one is lost or has been taken and you don't know what's happening, you can align with your own energy body, your consciousness, and then call upon the consciousness of your loved one and send your loved one strength, light, support. So basically what I'm telling you is in this physical world, we have to get on a plane, travel. We have to get in a car, travel. We have to get, you know, hiking boots on and move. When you return to your light body or to your originating light body, you are able to travel all over the world. And not only are you giving, but you are receiving. And so my point is, it's a very empowering and very loving exercise for you to move into your authentic heart light, your authentic frequency, and your universal body. And you don't have to be concrete in it. You can just say, as an example to you only, I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm putting it out there. Apparently, I'm an energy being. And I am putting it out there. Now, I will say to you that it's going to work. Why? Because otherwise you wouldn't feel a thing. You wouldn't feel scared. You wouldn't feel compassion. You wouldn't feel worried. You wouldn't feel stressed. You wouldn't feel anything. The fact that you're feeling anything does not have to do with just your environment and the fear of your environment changing. It has to do with the fact that you are on a cellular level, on a consciousness level, tuning in to the mass emotion and energy that is occurring. And so I say that to you because there's no reason for you to believe that or make it part of your truth. What I'm saying to you is if you feel like you want to do something and you feel like you can't, this is where you can. This is where you can. And I'm not telling you this from a place of hope. I'm telling you this from a place of knowing. Because I have called upon old growth tree wisdom and called the forest to me or met myself there in the forest. I have experienced it as though I was there. I have had so many journeys and so many travels all over the world. And the experience, I'll tell you from my humanity's point of view, the experience is when you put it out there and you send all this light and love and healing and heart light and hope and clarity and truth, whatever your truth is, and bridge making, whatever it is, whatever you want to achieve. And you can think about it in the terms of, okay, if I was on the ground, and there, what would I want to do? Then choose that energy, choose that consciousness, and send it there. There's often the word project it there. Now, I'm going to say there might be many people going, well, that's not going to make a difference. I disagree, and that's okay, only because I've witnessed quite the opposite for most of my life. What I will say is I'm looking for you to experience how expansive you truly are and the impact you can absolutely have, not only for others, but it returns to you. So it returns to you, and I'm just sharing my experience. It can return to you in your own way. It's not one way. It's the fact that we have trillions of cells in our body means that your trillions of cells may experience a receiving differently than the person next to you. Somebody might feel it, as an example, energetically, they might feel emotional and start releasing, and they're shocked about that. Or they might feel a peace and a calm come over them. They might feel relief. They may feel connected to a loved one that they have felt disconnected to for so long. I mean, it's endless, the opportunities. But what's important here to know is you can make a difference even when you think you can't. But you have to step outside of your human limitations, remove your title, your name, if you're really attached to a professional title, remove that as well. And what you're removing is everything that may tell you that you can't, or tell you that you are tied or limited to just this version, when you are unlimited. This is kind of a, it will be relatable when I'm done telling you this part, but at first you guys might be like, what? So I was doing some meditation and focus this morning, and I often do it either focused outside or outside. Today I was focused outside, and I was doing universal work with, and again, have removed my title, anything that people think about me, etc., and it's just pure, raw, pure energy, knowing that it is consciousness itself and that it is a part of everything that exists. And so I was sitting there and I was focused on just illuminating love, sending out pure love and light. To my focus and goal was to assist the animal kingdom, Mother Earth, humanity, sacred waters from being toxic, clearing those. I mean, really, whatever you want to focus on. And all of a sudden, I heard some commotion, and I look up, and there's about seven or eight crows or ravens. They were enormous. They were probably ravens in my backyard. Now, I have bird feeders, so I thought, this is where humanity comes in and starts to interrupts the process. So I look at all these beautiful, enormous birds, and I'm like, wow. So they're there. They are around the bird feeder. So I'm like, okay, do your thing. And then I hear some other noise at the other side of my house, in the front of the house. And I get up and I go walking over there, and there are about 7 or 8 wild turkeys, big ones, and they're in my front yard. So I have wild turkeys in the front yard, and in the backyard, I have ravens. And so I'm like, oh, this is really getting interesting, because I'm emitting. So I'm no longer Cynthia, I'm no longer my story. I've become an energy that is emitting a light of safety, of peace, of love, well-being, etc. And these beings are showing up physically that have not, I have seen the black crows or ravens before, but not in such a big number. And then I look outside and I see squirrels, and I've not seen squirrels in my backyard. And again, a number of 7 or 8 of them. And I'm like, wow. And so they're all, so the animal kingdom is absolutely present. And I kid you not, I see a praying mantis as well as other beautiful insects just walking up onto my cement backyard deck thing. And there were a great number of them, and I'm like, wow. And so now I've moved, I'm consciously said to myself, keep that energy going. Keep that energy going of peace, of safety, of love, of the purity of light, and the knowing, not the memory, the present knowing that we are all connected and that we are all one. And then I did get this on video, but I actually saw these beings, squirrel, praying mantis, crickets, the not the turkeys, they kept going, but the small little finches and other birds. I mean, it was just like, whoa. They all gathered in the center of the backyard, and they were all literally looking at each other. And I have to say that for a moment, I was like, wait, what's happening here? And it was so beautiful because it was, how do I put this? It was kind of like outside of time, so outside of space. So if we are all raw, pure energy and consciousness, these beings are raw, pure energy and consciousness. And when I asked spirit deep within me what is happening, this beautiful interaction, no one's getting hurt. Everybody, they're all looking at each other. And there is like almost a peaceful pause in between their daily interactions out in the world. And they're all looking at each other, and this peace fell in. And I asked my spirit guides, my council, who I love so very much, and they responded, each and every being that has shown up around your home today is representing a lost soul, someone who has died, someone who is grieving and wants to die, someone who is... So each of these animal beings, these insects, etc., through this meditation and intention started to show up, and they removed their title of squirrel or raven or insect and became and returned, not became, it's always present, this consciousness of pure energy, and in that moment gathered as one, but representing the healing for each of the humans that were present now, that were not present, but around the world that are suffering or that have passed on or et cetera. And so now somebody might, in their mental body, jump in and go, well, that's not enough to cover everybody. Let me explain. When one being shows up, whether it is an animal, a human being, whether it is whatever form desires to show up and represent, that being is representing 10,000 beings, but holding the symmetry and the energy of peace, of renewal, of possibility, of love and of light. Same thing with every single being. And so it's not just, oh, there were 16 beings here. No, there were 16 beings here that stopped and removed their title and became representations of all the beings that needed help. Well, I absolutely was bawling. I mean, just crying, because it was so beautiful and so representative of the times that we're in. If we cut ourselves off from each other, if we cut ourselves off from the fact that we are in a universe and we are coexisting, if we start cutting ourselves off and limiting ourselves, we become smaller and smaller and smaller to a point and a degree where then we really feel not only we can't make a difference, we want to help, but we can't make a difference for others, but then we start feeling we can't even make a difference or help ourselves. And so I'm saying this all to you because not only is it real and it happened, but it is also symbolic that these beings showed up when, I'll take myself as the example, when I was meditating in without title and in pure consciousness, focusing on helping and all that that can include and entail. And these beings showed up. And at first I thought, wow, you know, my humanity, wow, what's happening? That must be some really good bird seed I got recently. Seriously, I thought that because I was like, wow. But for a moment, but then I returned to and tuned into the fact that they were all gathering together, and that literally caused my attention to go there, because these are beings that would, some would run away from one another. They would not stand alongside each other. They would be either fearful or they would pay no mind either way, but these beings were standing alongside each other. And I don't care if it's a bird. I don't care if it's an insect. I don't care what form it shows up in. It is sacred. Humanity is sacred. And why am I saying it's sacred? Because in order for it to even be a praying mantis or a cricket or a wild turkey, if it is in this dimension, it comes from and exists within ongoing a consciousness of light, a consciousness of love. Why do I say love? Am I talking about that everybody's walking around in the animal kingdom loving each other? No. No, I'm not talking about a love that you give and a love that you take away. I'm talking about a ongoing and unending energy and frequency and vibration of creation that is love, and that you exist, yourself exist in that place of love. I do a lot of healings for people all over the world, and what I often notice is that wherever there is a part of, in their body that is not working or has disease or is not functioning, the first thing that I notice is wherever they have experienced a lack of love or a belief that of their worth in regards to being lovable or even likable, that that's where I see a lack of love in the cellular part of that body. And what that means is a diminishment of oxygenation, inflammation takes over. It's basically a place and a state of being in different parts of the cellular body that have forgotten or are representing that they are disconnected from or holding trauma that doesn't equate love, self-love, universal love, etc. And so oftentimes there can be a great healing. Certainly I'm not saying, oh, just fall back in love with yourself and everything's good to go. No, I mean, there are steps, etc. However, we are so capable and able to reach into the energy of Mother Ocean, if you will. Call forth that energy, that frequency, that vibration in its purest form as it is and was intended, and call that energy in. It's so big and massive, right? So when people look at the ocean, they don't go, yeah, it's okay, but it's so small. Well, I can't say that nobody says that. Maybe somebody does. But when I look at the ocean, I see a massive body of work that is in concert with itself and its environment, and aware of itself and its worth, by the way. And so there is a consciousness even to water, to the earth plane, to everything on the earth plane. There is a consciousness. So I say to you that if you feel small or you feel ineffective or you feel that you can't help and you want to, and if you're on the ground where there is trauma happening and you're helping, bless you, bless you, bless you, ongoing and unending. But if you are hearing what's going on and you can't be there, I say to you, remove your title, connect with your universal consciousness, call it forth. Call it forth meaning not call it from somewhere else. It exists within you, but call it forth to your attention. Call it forth to your consciousness, to your focus. And then have a dialogue between yourself, as an example, and the energy of the massive ocean in its purest sense. Call forth that dialogue. As an example, it might look like, if it resonates, or use your own words, if you use it at all. But you might say, I call upon the energy of Mother Ocean and her symmetry and her cadence, and I ask that that energy, that power, clear something over here in the world, reveal something over there in the world. I mean, it can be whatever you desire. Now, of course, I could absolutely see that if everyone worked together and focused on everybody, meaning humanity, humanity being the only species on Earth that has forgotten its worth. Think about that. Humanity being the only species on Earth that has forgotten its worth. And so, therefore, there are different ways that it seeks to know its power, but power is different than innate worth within. Two different energies. One is short-lived and needs to be recreated over and over and over. That would be power over. And one is authentic and present at all times. And that is knowing that you are already worthy. Now, I'm not going to dive into my past other than to say, because I know some people that are listening tonight that have had very difficult pasts, and so I say to you, you may not have been brought up knowing your worth. I absolutely, if it were not for my spiritual counsel, my universal consciousness, at a very young age, and being able to see energy, see guides, and hear what they're saying to me, I would most certainly, my outcome would have been different. And so I'm not saying to you that, oh, you don't know your worth, and you should have, even if you were brought up in horrific environments. No, I'm talking about something deeper and something that I am so eternally grateful forever and ever, that I was given access to a different dialogue than the horrificness that was a daily experience in my life from childhood on. And so what I'm saying to you, though, is what I gave life to and continue to, which is this: your worth. Even though we have been born into a society that believes on, and I'm not going to talk about beliefs because I don't know all the beliefs, but I will say what I've witnessed in my own experience, a society that says you will be lovable when you do this. You will be loved when you find somebody to be in love with. You will be lovable based on who you're hanging out with, where you're living, what you're doing, etc. So it's all external focus. There was no right that I could do in my life, ever, regarding humanity, ever. But because what I'm saying to you is, if you have had a very difficult life externally, the love waits for you internally, for you to say, I am, therefore, and use your own words, but I am, therefore, my worth is intact. I am loved so much greater and beyond anything that my external world can give to me or take away from me, that love grounds me, it anchors me. It informs me. it heals me every breath I take. But again, the focus goes from the external to the internal. And I say this to you not because this is what you should believe. No, I'm saying this to you because I've had the infinite and ongoing and unending gift that is available to us all to experience, well, let me put this differently. I was going to say to experience the duality of hate and then versus love, but I'll put it differently and say, even though that has been my experience, I will say to you, though, that if you were brought up in hate, or that if you're hated now, or that you've known more about hate than you have love, I'm so very sorry for you and that that happened or if it's happening. There is within you a temple. There is within you a temple, a light, a source that is always, always illuminated. It is how the trillions of cells communicate with each other, love each other, coexist with each other. And I say love each other, otherwise it'd be fighting. Yes, that happens. But the fact that you are in body means that you are worthy to be here. And you can make a difference, and even a greater, more expansive difference if you desire, by leaving your title and your story and moving into the network of that which is unseen. Unseen by who? By humanity. You don't see the network of old growth trees communicating with each other. Actually, their root systems connect underground and communicate all around Mother Earth and return to where they started. It's an unending conversation of love and survival. And so what I'm saying is, please, when you look at yourself in the mirror, when you look at your life and you feel as though you do not have an impact, you feel hopeless. And right now, it's very easy in the world to feel that. I say to you, stop, like the animals that graced me today. Stop and take notice and look around, even if you're the only one that's in the room, and remove your title, put your story down, and say, you know, I'm going to not take her word for it. Never take somebody's word for anything about you. Get to know who you are by having the experience. I can only speak about the experiences that I'm sharing because I've had them. Otherwise, I would not be speaking on behalf of them. And so I say to you, have the experience. Get to know who you are on a universal level in a much bigger way with access to so much more that first offer yourself that experience. Put your story down, your title down, and connect with your universal consciousness that exists within you and get to know, wait a second, who is this part of me? This is a part of me. I can feel it, sense it, experience it. How can I utilize it? What's the language it speaks, etc.? And that is getting in touch with who you truly are, your worth. I'm going to say falling back into love with yourself. And what I mean by that is, if in this life you have had a very difficult life with relationships of all kinds, that if you fall back into love with the relationship between you and yourself, that's where you must begin in order for things to change for you. And so seek to know yourself internally and know that there is within you, when you do that, when you go within, when you close your eyes and maybe your eyes are open and you're lucky enough to be at the coast or to be in the forest, or even if you're in the middle of abject terror and chaos, go within and call upon that consciousness that lives within me that exists, that loves me, that I will allow myself to be loved. Remember, when I'm saying your inner world loves you, I'm saying that it continues to present every morning for you and with you because of the experience it wants for itself. That is a loving experience. And so join the dialogue, man. Get in there. Start experiencing your ability to go beyond the pains and the hurts and the external world and move within in order to reconnect with your worth. Wait a second. You might say to yourself, nobody likes me. I don't have family. There's so much hate on me. Nobody truly knows me. Nobody gets me. That's okay. I'm going to go within and connect to my universal self and expand way out beyond and into the cosmos. Way out beyond. That's a little far out. So, you know, start in your backyard. start visiting some, calling forth the energy of Mother Ocean, calling forth the earth plane, calling forth, if you love animals, which I do very much, calling upon the animal kingdom. I mean, your voice matters. That's why I'm talking about your worth. Go within and use your inner voice or your voice out loud. Write it down, whatever it is. It may feel safer to some to just stay in their little corner. And there is no judgment. Stay in your corner, and if you want to help right now, remove hate and just choose love. Stop judging and start lifting others up. Stop being negative and start being positive. Be that force in the world. Be that representation in the world. And you will attract, like an inner magnet, I was talking earlier, there's a temple within you. There's a temple within you of minerals and magnets and all kinds of things. And what I am saying is when you shift your consciousness and you stop talking about lack, negativity, hardship, hate, judgment, etc., and you shift into positivity, hopefulness, the ability to make a difference doing nothing but sitting in your living room and illuminating the entire world, then you start to experience who you are, who you always have been, and who you are returning to. And there is a deep, deep place of appreciation that you will join. Appreciation, unconditional love for yourself, and your ability to become that and have an effect on the world is in part why you're here. It's not, oh, I saw three people today, so I had an effect on their life. And if you did, that's wonderful. I celebrate that. But it's then also expanding far beyond that because you are a physical being, but you are also an energy, frequency, vibration, and consciousness that is living in a universe. And so you have access to all of that. So I say to you, blessings upon blessings to each and every one of you. I hope for you that you can move if you are in a place where it's hard to find love or appreciation for yourself, that skip the emotional body for a moment. When I say remove your title and your story, that includes any emotions that may block your ability to access your universal self, which is a much higher vibrational frequency than your emotional body. Everything has a frequency to it. I can talk about that another time. And so move beyond the emotional body and move into your sacred body. Your sacred body. What am I talking about? I'm talking about within you, there is a sacred body of work. So everything you experienced in this life up until now, whether you loved yourself, hated yourself, had good moments, bad moments, were completely trampled and broken in half by a group of friends, or you were, whatever your experience has been, you are, there is a part of you that is absolutely fully in there and experiencing it, you're experiencing the physicality of it, you're experiencing the trauma of it. Yes, all of that's happening, but on a whole different vibrational frequency, you exist in a sacred body that is not participating in the, I'll say that part is there for the growth from all of that. So there is a sacred body within you that is connected to the consciousness of your soul contract that is there to put the pieces back together and to help you, return to yourself and keep saying to yourself, I am enough. I am enough. I know my worth. I am loved. And move closer to being able to stand in that truth, even if everyone around you has exited stage left and you're just standing there alone. May all that aloneness be filled with self-love, universal love, and clarity of your worth, grounded and anchored in your truth all the way through you. So that to the extent that you have experienced pain, may the light return to you in clarity tenfold to heal all the places within you. When I say light, I'm not talking about, oh, your aura is turned off. There's no life force in you. No, quite the opposite. When we are in pain at times, our aura will expand. The light and love within you will expand to assist you to get through it. And then your sacred body is there to assist you to heal from it. And so you are the very thing you have been seeking your whole life. You are the gift you have been seeking and wanting to receive. You are that gift. So I'm not saying claim that gift, never need another human being again. No, no, no. Quite the opposite. Claim that gift and find somebody that hears you, connects with you. If you're a communicator, find somebody that is wanting to communicate with you. If you are, whatever your focus and whatever fuels you and feeds you, find somebody. I'm talking about you are the person and this, everything that you are seeking to receive. You are that. So become that for yourself and then let that be supported by love in your life. But become the first person that falls into love with yourself, and not from an ego place, because that is fleeting. I'm talking from an authentic, universal place of, wow, I am, in fact, try it. Don't take my word for it. Try, and there'll be days, believe me, where you're like, yeah, I'm not feeling the love. Mm-mm, not feeling it. And that's okay, as long as you return to it. As long as you return to it. And please never seek for another person to hold the love for you, to hold your worth for you, because even if they do, it's short-lived and it's a burden on any relationship for that to happen. And you don't want to put that in someone else's hands. You want to go within and basically claim your worth so that you can share that with others. So I thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I send you endless love and light, and may we all take a moment and pause like the sacred animals that showed up around my home today, where instead of them running from each other, they paused to represent each and every soul that is in crisis right now. And that was so very beautiful, and I was honored to be a part of it. So tune in 2 weeks. I don't know what I'll be talking about. And you can go to my website, Cynthia Sloan, S-L-O-N, the number 9.com. And I really hope for you that you allow yourself to experience your wholeness and your fullness of being. Bye for just now.